I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It is the most popular hunting season of the year, and it's upon us once again. We'll preview the Bucks Only Firearms season for 2006 coming up right after this.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. Bass here are beauties, aren't they? But to catch them, you've got to put some thought into every move you make, and that includes using the right equipment, especially your life jacket. Accidents can happen fast, and if you're not wearing your life jacket, well, let's face it, you don't swim near as well as these guys do. That's why the U.S. Coast Guard recommends that you always wear your life jacket. Don't just bring a life jacket, wear it. Remember, you're in command. Boat safely.
This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the U.S. Coast Guard.
Jim Crum is the point man for deer management in the state of West Virginia and tells us that hunters are probably going to have a pretty good year afield as the season opens up Monday morning.
Actually, I'm looking for the season to be a fairly good one if we get good hunter turnout. We've had a couple years of good mast, and I think, and of course, the reduction in the antlers seasons in the last couple years, if we're going to start seeing the first part of that this year, and then next year we really see that that increase there. So I'm looking forward to be a really good season. I've seen quite a few animals out, but that's just like everybody out there. That's not very scientific from that standpoint, but based on what we've got for our mast index and previous year's kills and the reduction in the antler season, I think it's going to be a pretty good season.
As he mentioned, Monday's weather always plays a critical role, not so much with how the deer are affected, but more so how long hunters are willing to stay out there and hunt. The antlerless restrictions, as he mentioned, are being pulled back this year, and there's a reason for that.
We are following we're following the deer management plan and operational plan, and in that plan, just as we the plan called for increases in antlerless harvest when the antlered buck harvest drops. It also calls for decreases.
Over the last few years, West Virginia hunters have been hammering the does, and that's going to produce some good results for those looking for a nicer rack.
A lot of that has to do with reducing that antlerless component out there, reducing that deer herd, and allowing for better feed conditions for the remaining deer.
To a lesser degree, Crum says the fact that a lot of hunters were killing a doe and therefore leaving the woods and some bucks survived to a riper age as well.
There is some substitution that takes place, I'm sure, but I really can't quantify that, and it's probably, I don't know how much that really plays there.
It is estimated that West Virginia will have about 300,000 hunters in the woods on Monday morning, clad in their blaze orange. Be careful out there. Be sure you have all your proper permits and your landowner's written permission if you're hunting on private property, and have yourself a good deer season. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.